Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Clowncast. We're doing something we've never tried before. This one's a walking tour, and it's interactive, which means you'll be doing the walking. If you've been with us lately, you know the show's been on the road across Europe, the lakes at Interlaken, 6,000 years of Zurich, the Swiss, and their beautiful obsession with keeping time.
Well, the trip carried on across the channel to Bath. So today we walk it together in the footsteps of the Bridgertons. Here's how it works. I'll set the scene at each stop, and when it's time to move on, I'll say so. Just pause me, walk to the next spot at your own pace, and press play again when you arrive. No rush.
Right then, shall we?
Dearest listener,
it is the season of 1813, or, if your telephone is to be believed, a rather sunny Wednesday in July. You find yourself in the city of Bath, a confection of honey-coloured stone, scandalous balls, and even more scandalous gossip. This author has it on the very best authority that you are here to retrace the steps of the Tun, the Bridgertons, the Featheringtons, and a certain Duke who shall remain for now unnamed. Walk with me.
Mind your bonnet.
And do try to keep up. A lady never waits.
Now make your way to your first stop, the Royal Crescent, and press play when you get there.
Stop 1.
The Royal Crescent. Begin at the centre of the great curved lawn before the Royal Crescent, looking up at that sweep of 30 terraced houses.
114 Ionic columns.
One unbroken arc of Georgian stone, built 1767, 1764 by John Wood the Younger.
It is, quite simply, the most fashionable address in the kingdom.
You have seen this lawn before, it is the promenade.
Every season, the ladies and gentlemen of the Tun parade here to see and be seen, parasols twirling, reputations rising and falling, with a single raised eyebrow.
A secret between us, the Crescent's grand front doors are real, but the city behind them is not.
What looks like Regency London is so often simply Bath, dressed up and told to behave.
That's stop 1. When you're ready, make your way to stop 2 now.
1 Royal Crescent, and press play when you get there.
Stop 2.
No. 1 Royal Crescent. Stroll to the far left east end of the Crescent to the very first house.
No.
1 Royal Crescent, now a beautifully restored Georgian house museum, should you wish to step inside and see how the other half powdered their wigs. This is the Featherington residence, home to Lady Featherington and her marriage-minded daughters. Picture the lime greens, the citrus silks, the sheer volume of feathers. Behind this dignified facade, all is delightful chaos. The Featheringtons would have us believe their fortunes are secure. This author would have you believe nothing of the sort. That's stop 2. When you're ready, make your way to stop 3, the Bath Assembly Rooms, and press play when you get there.
Stop 3.
The Bath Assembly Rooms.
Head up Brock Street to the circus poles. It's a perfect circle of grandeur. Then turn right onto Bennett Street.
The Bath Assembly Rooms. Note for 2026, closed for restoration until 2027. But the exterior is yours to admire. In their day and on screen, these rooms hosted the glittering balls where the season was won or lost, her first dancer's stolen glance or whispered insult across the punch. It was in rooms such as these that a diamond was named.
And the diamond, dear listener, is only ever as bright as the gossip surrounding her.
That's stop 3. When you're ready, make your way to stop 4, Alfred Street, and press play when you get there.
Stop 4.
Alfred Street. Step around the south side of the assembly rooms onto Alfred Street, just a few paces, a quiet, near-perfect Georgian terrace.
Note the iron torch snuffers and the lamp holders by the doors, the original Regency Street furniture.
Quiet streets like this stood in for the residential corners of Mayfair, the lanes a heroine hurries down when she has something to hide. And they always, always have something to hide.
That's stop 4. When you're ready, make your way to stop 5, Beaufort Square, and press play when you get there.
Stop 5.
Beaufort Square. Win your way south down Bartlett Street, across George Street, and down towards Sawcross, to the small leafy Beaufort Square.
One of Bath's oldest and most intimate squares, tucked behind the Theatre Royal.
Its modest, time-worn houses gave the production its everyday Regency Street life, the bustle behind the ballroom.
Not every scandal happens beneath a chandelier.
Some of the very best begin on a humble doorstep.
That's stop 5.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 6, Trim Street, and press play when you get there.
Stop 6.
Trim Street. A short hop east to Trim Street, fine now. 12. Today it's a hairdresser's. Lift your gaze to the upper stories to see past the modern shopfront. This stood in for Gunter's Tea Shop, the place to be seen taking in ice or a cup of something restorative between social manoeuvres.
One does not go to Gunter's for the tea.
One goes for the audience.
That's stop 6.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 7, Bath Street, and press play when you get there.
Stop 7.
Bath Street.
Continue south toward the Roman baths. Bath Street runs colonnaded between them.
Elegant covered colonnades on both sides, designed so 18th century visitors could take the waters without ruining their finery in the rain. Those graceful arcades make for a most cinematic promenade, perfect for a slow, meaningful walk and talk. A covered walk is a gift to lovers and eavesdroppers alike.
This author is, of course, only ever the latter. That's stop 7.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 8 Abbey Green and press play when you get there.
Stop 8.
Abbey Green.
It's lit behind the Roman baths to the little tree-shaded Abbey Green, a single enormous plain tree presiding over a cobbled square ringed with shop fronts. Here is Madame de Lacroix's dress shop, La Modiste, the Modiste who clothes the ton and, conveniently, hears all its secrets. It also served as a loiser's promenade and a singer's lodging entrance.
The Modiste knows your measurements and your business.
A dangerous woman to underestimate.
That's stop 8.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 9, the Guildhall, and press play when you get there.
Stop 9.
The Guildhall. Head north past Bath Abbey to the High Street. The Guildhall, step inside if it's a weekday free, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. to see the banqueting room, crystal chandeliers, gilt, and full Georgian splendour. This dazzling room played host to the grandest ball and banquet scenes, the beating heart of the season. Beneath every chandelier this fine, you will find an engagement to betrayal, and at least one truly unfortunate hat.
That's stop 9.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 10 Great Pulteney Street, and press play when you get there.
Stop 10.
Great Pulteney Street. Walk to the river, cross the shop line Pulteney Bridge, one of the world's only bridges with shops on both sides, pause for the weird view, and continue onto the Grand Boulevard of Great Pulteney Street, past Duke's Hotel.
Bath's widest, most theatrical street, a guard of honour of matching Georgian facades.
These imposing frontages doubled as the homes and streets of London's elite, the kind of address a Duke might plausibly call his own.
Speaking of Duke's patience, listener,
we are nearly at her ladyship's door.
That's stop 10.
When you're ready, make your way to stop 11, the Holborn Museum, and press play when you get there.
Stop 11, the Holborn Museum.
Continue to the very end of Great Pulteney Street.
The museum stands before you.
The Holborn Museum, a glorious building set against the green of Sydney Gardens.
This is Lady Danbury's grand residence, the formidable grand dame whose ball, whose wit, and whose raised cane set so much of the story in motion.
And here we end, fittingly, at the home of the one woman in Bath who always knows more than this author.
Reward yourselves, tea and a view at the Bird Bath Cafe nearby, or a wander through Sydney Gardens. And that's the last of our 11 stops.
When you're ready, press play one more time for a farewell.
That concludes our little promenade, dearest listener.
You have walked the streets of the Tun, seen the silks behind the stone, and this author hopes collected one or two secrets of your own.
Until next time, I remain your devoted servant in all matters of scandal and stonework.